Can you believe that we've been doing this show for over 10 years? Holy crap! And people still ask me what my philosophy is and what I used to create the show. Well, look no further. Here it is. This used to be available on Kindle only in a poor edited version, but I finally put it on print on demand and you can actually order it and read it without pulling your hair out or dying it. Every person walking around has a war within them. And with a book like this, not only can you fight that war, you can win. Do yourself a favor. The link tree is in the Meat Gazer box. Click it immediately. And it'll take you to Amazon where you can get this book and my fiction books as well. You like gore corn? Well, I like gore corn with butter and salt. What's up, you bushwhacking gooch gardeners? Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. Bad Pop showed up today, allegedly, and it's gonna be a good one. If you walked up to an apple tree and gave it a little shake, would you expect coconuts to fall out of it? You'd have to be cuckoo for cocoa nuts to expect that shit. So why, God, why are you looking for a wife on a hookup app? All that is a Rolodex for Vada. Speaking of which, Scochy Chingos. Don't believe me? 40% of swingers come down with Vada within 5 years of doing that nasty shit. And the transmission rates for gonorrhea, no, are through the roof now. But you can avoid all of that colon coochie pain, and just disgusting, I feel dirty saying that word. If, and only if, you pay attention to the handbook Uncle Pop is going to tell you about. Because this is getting released on YouTube, it's a bad taste in my mouth, but it is what it is. We are going to have to be careful about some of our verbiage. Henceforth, the HOE will be referred to as a garden tool or a 304. With that being said, pour yourself some herbal tea and cut it with some fuck you, we're fighting in the parking lot. Because you're gonna get the OG of red suppositories. Bend over and let us begin.
You got a burning vagina, boy.
I'm drinking here, man. Stop saying shit like that. Yeah. The number one sign, and it's blatantly obvious about the 304, is the uniform. You ever been walking down the street and you see a policeman or a mailman or even a firefighter? You could tell exactly who they are by the uniform. But you recognize the 304 by the uniform or lack thereof, and suddenly you're a pig. Must have been the uniform. Oink, oink, bitch. Space Ghost is on. So here's a controversial thought. This is what we have been told. When women sexualize themselves, it's empowering. Two in the stunning, one in the brave. Kind of smells like your ma. But if you sexualize a woman dressed like this, you quite possibly could become a criminal. In today's day and age, it doesn't require any evidence or even a witness. All it takes is one finger pointing at you. And that's three less than it takes to actually satisfy her, Screen 5. Number two, and women will deny this all day long and they hate it, but too bad, it's the truth. Tramp stamp, over tatting, or a wizard sleeve. There's no point denying it. Wizard sleeve up top, inverted windsock below. And the tramp stamp, that's just the bullseye for Navy crewmen.
You mean seamen?
You said it, not me. But those two, not necessarily deal breakers. After all, we know how women are. You know, one of their friends get that shit, and they all gotta have it to fit in and be cool. Unfortunately, they do the same thing with divorce. Go ahead, downvote me and change my mind. But when you see a woman tatted from head to toe, that is the hearse of a different color. usually many different colors, and it's probably going to buck you off, stomp on you, and quite possibly kill you. And why? The logic is pretty infallible when you think about it. There are two things humans like to avoid at all costs. Pain and spending money. When you're tatted from head to toe, you embrace both. That is a trauma roll call, and no decent dude is going to sign up for that roller coaster ride. And continuing in the same vein, number three, piercings. And I'm not really talking about your ears. That's pretty much socially accepted for centuries now. Even the belly button, it's kind of a red flag, but again, not necessarily a deal breaker. But make no mistake, this is masochistic behavior. They literally pay handsomely to have sharp objects ran through their flesh in very sensitive locations. And the real bad ones, they will do that multiple times. You're talking about a woman here who paid a perfect stranger to fiddle with her lady bits. You are not special. And dudes approach these women expecting something completely normal. They are out of their goddamn minds. If you're stupid enough to wife up one of these ladies, well, you might as well just run for president.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Number four, and this one's gonna piss off the single mamas, but I don't care. If she has many former DNA donators, that equals town bicycle syndrome.
Has anybody ever told you you have a serious impulse control problem?
There are some big-brained bimbos out there who tweet shit like this.
Don't you wish you could pick your baby daddies?
Are you kidding me here? The fact that women say shit like this publicly and are supported should scare the shit out of you. Imagine a dude saying the exact same thing.
Don't you wish we could pick our baby mamas?
They would crucify you in public and then take your dunce cap and ram it right up your butt-gina. But that must be, you know, the male privilege I'm waiting to get delivered, and speaking of which, FedEx never delivers my shit on time. And number five, dudes actually fall for this and think it is a good thing. 304s are too open about their practices between the sheets, if you know what I mean. If you're young and dumb and full of something that rhymes with dumb, guess what? All aboard! She might even let you scrub out her poop deck screen five. But don't fall for this, dudes. This behavior was forged out of a lot of sexual experience from her. In case you couldn't tell, there's a VDA warning in there somewhere. Because women have learned, talking about this stuff openly attracts the young stupid men who are dick thinking. As we all know, they equate attention with value. That's like saying mercury and water are the same because they're both liquids. But you drink one, you'll be fine. The other, it will kill you. Slowly, painfully, you'll be a victim of your own stupidity. Just like I was when I shook the whore tree and expected a wife to fall out. Oh my God! In case you couldn't tell, I made the mistake of ignoring most of these warning signs. And that's why I make these videos. I'm trying to educate the younger men not to make the mistakes that I did. And if you appreciate this, go to Locals and sign up because the fun never stops there. It's free to join. You get early access to all of the videos. And if we get banned, we're still there. Number six, 666, Mark of the Beast. And I say this is demonic for a reason. She is not concerned about birth control. In fact, she's contributing the lives of children she aborts to Moloch.
Oh, that's not right. No.
Now, I know nobody's perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. And if they were young and stupid, most guys will overlook just one. But if she has a whole daycare center waiting for her when she thinks she's going to walk through the pearly gates, she's a 304. There's a reason why a lot of these women are using IVF in their second fertility window. After you get scoured out down there, it builds up scar tissue and then it doesn't work properly. Sorry, not sorry. But silver lining here, at least you can't reproduce. As a taxpayer and a productive individual of this society, I really look forward to seeing stupidity cut off at the stalk. Lucky number 7, they come with an extensive reputation and they don't mind exposing that. And if they're a true 304, they expose themselves as well.
What the fuck is that?
If she has an OnlyFans or is an Instagram model, that dick stacking test is somewhere around the top of the Empire State Building. Good luck with that. In fact, Saving Private Ryan had a lower body count. Space Ghost is on.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
I know we're joking around here, but this is serious shit, dudes. Women tell on themselves all the time using social media. Just pay attention. This isn't high school bullshit where all the chicks were calling each other sluts. This is a different animal. This reputation comes directly from the horse's mouth.
I'm a whore, hello? You know,
that's how she answers the phone.
Number 8, and I call this one the express train all the way to Hagville with no stops. They're always looking forward to the next girls' night out. These are ladies who go to the post office and put in place a forwarding address to the bar for every single ladies' night, Wednesday through Saturday. You better pray she washes out that belly button before you do a body shot, dudes, because you can catch yourself a bad case of a duh from all the dudes leaving their kids in the tiny kiddie pool, huh? Never doing a body shot again, Space Ghost is on. Besides, every dude knows what girls' night out really means. It's a sausage safari. But ladies, stay in the car during the safari. Unless you like the idea of the Black Panther showing up and dragging you off into the woods. It just got dark in here. Or if you're in Australia, they call that the Mandingo Attack, Screen 5. And now that we've officially been banned, I'm taking a trip down under. Space Ghost is on.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Number 9, and this goes hand in hand with number 8, she says she's Bog, aka Petri Dish of Disease, Hub in the Richard Salad, Chlamydia Clam Bake, Scissor Kicking Sisterhood, Lumpy Liver and Onions Liquor. I got a million of them, and they're all disgusting. Word of warning, especially for the young dudes out there. I know how you feel about the bi tricks. I was young and dumb myself. I've been there. You think you're gonna tie one on with this chick and sign up for the double clam bake. But what you're really signing up for is the Hawaiian spit roasting. And if you are not the alpha in that Richard salad, you're gonna be the guy with the apple in your mouth. And it's disgusting.
Oh God, why didn't anybody tell me?
We made a whole video called the Three-Way Survival Guide, and if you haven't seen it, please check it out. Number 10, over flirty, touchy feely, just not with you. Why? Because you're the provider, not the thigh divider, Screen 5.
You're right, I know you're right.
If you link up with the chick and she says, let's slow this down, because I'm done with that phase of my life. That is a bail situation. Bang and immediately leave. Or it would be if they let you, but this is the fact, dudes. She doesn't desire you. These women actually think they're buttering you up by telling you this mess. And if you're blue-pilled, you're going to believe it. Here's the real thought behind this scum and villainy. She wants you to work harder for something everyone else got for free. That is the epitome of narcissism and disrespect. Now, if I go to Costco or BJ's and I go to get a free sample and they want to charge me $10,000 after a string of people before me got it for free, I'm out of there.
You son of a bitch.
This really isn't the time.
Bottom line, if she's touchy-feely with other men in your presence, she doesn't respect you at all. And what comes after disrespect? Not like I would know anything about this after my divorce. Resentment and contempt, and then cheating, and finally divorce papers. I'm gonna be honest, gentlemen, if you wife up a 304, you get what you get, and don't you dare throw a fit. And that goes double for me, because I did that shit. This one here, number 11, is the easiest red flag to spot, so pay attention. If her friends are 304s, guess what? She is more than likely also a 304. Because you are the sum combined total of your 6 closest friends. If she's super sweet with you and her friends are all alpha combative bitches, she's hiding something. Sooner or later, that mask is gonna slip off and it's a chainsaw massacre underneath.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Number 12, and I really shouldn't have to tell you guys this, but if she has criminal exes, run to the nearest exit and get the hell out of there. Number 1, she's on the quest to tame a bad boy, and we all know how that turns out.
No.
2, if he's a DNA donator, walk off the lot. You are done there. That's the can of worms you want no part of. In fact, you probably sucked on all of them. I just hope somebody used the coitus consent form and you can download it on redonkulous.com. But if he didn't, that might go a long way to explain why he's in jail. Number 13. If she has a lot of close friends who are dudes, they're boho orbiters waiting to go balls deep. And several of them probably have, and one of them is your replacement. Think about that next time you hang out with her and her cool guy friends. And accept the fact that somebody in that clique of friends has already banged your woman. And if you're very unfortunate, you ate those leftovers. Oh, God! I know it's nasty and disgusting, gentlemen, but that doesn't make it less true. And it gets much worse. Because you're the provider, all you get is vanilla ice cream with occasional sprinkles on your birthday and New Year's Eve. Meanwhile, the Schlong Brigade, they're getting the full banana split. In fact, they get access to the Sunday bar with all the toppings and multiple spoons. Space Ghost.
That's disgusting.
Sometimes the images get so great, I have to go into Zen mode and fuck it. And I never felt more fuck it than when I was watching Space Ghost as a young child. Number 14, and this one is completely obvious. If she's a leftoid feminist wacko, do everything in your power to go back in time and convince yourself not to show up. In today's day and age, with feminist being such a loaded word, it could be hard to tell. And why? Because they hide their true nature from you because they know you're probably gonna bail as soon as you find out. That's why you have to pay attention to the reputation. If she has pronouns in her bio, wave off, gentlemen. That's going nowhere good. What kind of relationship is it when you have to walk around on eggshells and broken glass 24/7, 365?
And fuck that.
But all you really gotta do to figure this out is just let them talk, because women love to tell on themselves. They won't come out and say they're a feminist. They'll beat around the bush. You know, the one that they won't shave because of patriarchy, Screen 5. In fact, now that I think about it, anything anti-feminine is feminist. Like being a free spirit or a boss babe, because men can do that. I thought masculinity was toxic, and you're using it as a security blanket. Yeah, right. Anyone who thinks masculinity is toxic in men, but empowering in women, well, they're only really going to one place.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square!
Number 15, and this one is a dead giveaway on this entire list. They compare you to other men in a variety of different ways because that's how they experienced them. By variety, I mean one in here, one back here, you know, 2 up front, 1 in each. You know, because variety is the spice of life. And of course, several of them have to be brown because she needs to maintain her ESG score, Screen 5. But She will compare you to other men based on your Frankie size, money, power, fame, what have you. And who wants that? Who wants to live their life constantly feeling like they're a contestant on The Bachelorette? Listen up, dudes. The nanosecond she compares you to a man from her past, pop smoke and get the hell out of there, because it is done. Never tolerate that shit, dudes, because if you do, you're in timeout. I'm sending you directly to Cuck Corner, and all you get to do is watch. While her back pussy gets plowed out by the worm pile, and I hope you brought your drinking straw.
Ah, goddammit.
Don't you dare put up with that shit, because it only takes you to ignore it one time, and it really gets out of hand. 16, and this one sounds kind of counterintuitive, but it does work. If you want to know if she's a 304 or not, you simply just ask her. Because women today actually think that having a conveyor belt of cack going on down there is somehow empowering. Because the more you bang, the more your value goes up, right?
Wrong!
Meanwhile, these women are so broken, they can't even bond with super glue. Speaking of which, ladies, why don't you try using some on the lady lips down there for 90 days? Maybe your behavior will improve. And while you're at it, stay off social media because it's nothing but a cesspool of scum and villainy. Number 17, and I call this one the Daddy Lottery. And why? Because they're not actually looking for a partner. They're looking for a man to fill the role of the father that they never had. Modern women want men to pay their bills, shut the hell up, and never expect sex in return. And there's only one man obligated to do that job. Dad! I can say this with 100% certainty. Any woman playing Daddy Lottery didn't have a father at home. And because of that, all of that hatred and resentment and contempt becomes your problem. And that is why when a woman calls you daddy, don't walk away, run away. Because you're dealing with a 304 and you heard it here first.
I'm a whore.
And that covers the basics on how to identify a 304. After all, this is class 101. We still have to cover the advanced shit. But I hope you enjoyed this episode and please take this wisdom to heart. If you like this content, you want to support us, there's a link tree in the Meat Gazer box. Or you can just share it with your friends, and we would deeply appreciate that. And if you don't, well, I'm going to finish this fuck you, we're fighting in the parking lot, and I'm going to stay away from the bar. Space Ghost is on. I mean, 40% of the swingers have herpes by the time they've been doing it for 5 years.
40%?
40%. I read that in an article.
You gotta send me that. That's good.
I read it in an article. I gotta see if I can track it down.
That's disgusting. And now that image is in my head.